This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I want to welcome to the program Mike Ferraro, retired Air Force Command Chief Master Sergeant, business executive, and the founder of the Frontline Heroes Challenge, America Salutes You, and legendary Philadelphia Eagle, Vince Papale. Gentlemen, really, truly, thank you for making time this morning for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. So first of all, Mike Ferraro, if I could, thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about the Frontline Heroes Challenge that you started. America Salutes You.
Sure thing. Thanks, Rich. Frontline Heroes Challenge is really a positive and motivating initiative that we started. It's not just myself. We have some other nonprofits involved. Really to energize the hearts and minds of the people across America to support the frontline community, and really to serve and really push the services that are needed, and also the resources and really kindness. And so we just want to say thank you, to all the frontline workers by using this initiative.
And so tell us about the initiative and how it'll work.
So, basically, if you remember the ice bucket challenge that took place several years ago, and we
sure.
put ice on our heads and so forth, that raised a lot of money for ALS, a great program, a great challenge. So we're doing something similar, but you don't have to get wet. The ice bucket challenge really was an uplifting time to raise money for ALS. With this challenge, we just want to say thank you. So on Facebook, on social media, Instagram and such, and Twitter, will be able to challenge your friends and upload a video saying, hey, thank you, your local grocery store, your hospitals and your nurses and the first responders and military for doing all they've been doing during COVID-19 during this crisis. And it's a simple message, and just to upload. And then if they want to donate, they can donate. If they don't want to donate, that's okay too. It's the idea that we're going to spread kindness across around the nation.
Oh, well, I love that idea. We could certainly use a little kindness right now, because a lot of these frontline workers are invincible, no doubt. So let me bring in the legend himself, Vince Papale. You are a man who motivates people. You are a guy who helped our city feel good about itself at a time that it really needed to. Tell us about your involvement with this, Vince.
Well, Mike got involved, and I got involved with Mike. We got involved a couple of years ago because he was involved in a program called Bridging the Gap. And these were the veterans that were getting out of service and then coming back and actually acclimating themselves and getting themselves integrated back into the community, getting jobs and doing whatever has to be done. So when he said he was going to have this frontline challenge, I mean, it was all in. It's all about what's happening right now. You know, when you look at Invincible, Rich, I always look about it, it was that ultimate dream coming true. And right now, this dream that so many people have has turned into a nightmare for so many reasons. There's so many different things that are pulling at them, and especially the uncertainty, the fear that's, what's creeping in. And they need a lift, especially the veterans. I mean, especially the volunteers that are out there that are helping to make people feel better, and at least give them some of their dignity back. And some of the things that Mike had said or those that he said would be the ones we like to salute. We also have the stay-at-home moms and dads. We've got the social workers. Anybody in hospitality, somebody like Alessandra Farnese, our friend, my friend's daughter, who's in the front line right up there at University of Penn Hospital. These people need a lift, and they need to know that people are behind them. And I never would have made the Eagles if I didn't have those kinds of support. I didn't have those people behind me. And we like to show them that we really care. We care about them. And I have to say something, Rich. Yesterday, I was driving down Broad Street, and I saw for the first time, I'd never experienced this, never seen it, I saw my first food bank. and the joy and the happiness that people had that, you know, they're not going to stores, you know, they're not going to Wegmans to shop. They're going to the food bank to get their food for the week for their family. So, you know, here's a shout out to all those that are volunteering just for those that know that they're going to be able to feed their family and themselves for the rest of the week. And it's so important for people right now. It, you know, life and success is all bad attitude. And right now, the attitude that people have almost is a defeatist attitude. And we have to change that attitude. And the way to do it, I think, is to have the programs like Mike has created. And it's the Frontline Challenge. And as soon as he said we were going to do it, I was all in. So, you know, that's it. It's all about those that are invincible that are out there helping people have their dreams come true that have turned into nightmares.
Well, Vince Papale, well said, my friend. I tell you, now, the challenge is easy. Three easy steps. So, number one, it's because it started on Saturday, and it's going to go to October 29th, 2020. Number one, register to donate. Record your I Salute Frontline Heroes post or video that you want to do. I Salute Frontline Heroes. Then post and challenge three others to support the Frontline Heroes Challenge with hashtag Frontline Heroes Challenge. Submit your videos with a charitable donation, if you can, of any amount to the Frontline Heroes Challenge / America Salutes You using the hashtag Frontline Heroes Challenge, and ask three other people to take the challenge too. So it's the Ice Bucket Challenge without getting wet. You challenge your friends. Will you do this too? Right after the show today, guys, I'm going to make my video. I'll put out my hashtag Frontline Heroes Challenge, and I will send it out. I'm going to challenge Greg Stocker and Dawn Stenslin and Bellenio. I'm going to challenge the three of them to do it, and then we'll challenge other people in the Zioli Army to do it as well.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much. That's really cool.
Rich is going to benefit, like you said before, a lot of organizations, food banks, hospitals for PPE, first responder support, veterans programs, homelessness across the board. And there's going to be other charities that we're going to be able to support from this as well, from the money raised. So so America Salutes You is really the team that's putting this together. So the Frontline Challenge is presented by America Salutes You. And we're just honored to be able to do this across America and make an impact.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, to help our vets, to help our people on the front lines and bridge the gap, it's a beautiful thing. And it's easy. Number one, register and donate. Number two, video your message. Number three, post and challenge three others. It's an easy way for you to give back and do something really important right now during this time that everybody's stepping up. So, gentlemen, great job with this. I'm excited for this. I'm excited that I could talk about it with you. Can I ask you both to come back on the show for an update in a month? And we could see how the progress is going and we, you know, get more support going then too.
Absolutely.
Well, it would be an honor, Rich. You're invincible. Do anything for you, pal. Thank you.
Vince Papale, for you to say that, my friend, is a true honor. I thank you very much for that. I thank you both, and we'll have you back on the show again, gentlemen, very, very soon. My thanks again to Vince Papale and Mike Ferraro. Best of luck, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.